This is Akashvani, the news read by Meenakshi Sant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia today. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
During his Cyprus visit, Mr. Modi will visit the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis. The two leaders are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions covering trade and investment, education, maritime cooperation, digital connectivity and regional security. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said that the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
We have constituted the committee. We have circulated the order of the high-level committee which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee. Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB and Director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station ISS has been rescheduled for June 19, 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. The mission faced two main technical problems that required careful attention. During a follow-on coordination meeting between ISRO, Axiom Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. In Sikkim, the first batch of pilgrimages for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will reach Gangtok today. Sikkim government has made all arrangements to welcome them. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is going to begin on the 20th of this month after a gap of 5 years. On the 20th of this month, the Chief Minister Prem Sang Tamang will flag off the Yatra from Nathula. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has decided to constitute a committee to formulate comprehensive guidelines aimed at preventing such incidents that occur during the IPL victory celebrations of RCB in Bengaluru. The decision was taken during BCCI's 28th Apex Council meeting held yesterday. The committee will be led by Devjeet Saikia as chairperson, which will also comprise of Prapdesh Singh Bhatia and Rajiv Shukla. This committee will formulate the guidelines within 15 days. The sixth round of nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran, scheduled for today in Muscat, has been cancelled. Oman, which has been acting as a mediator, announced the cancellation following Israel's sweeping air offensive against Iran that targeted nuclear facilities and killed several senior commanders and scientists. In hockey, the Indian junior women's team continued its unbeaten run in the Tour of Europe with a spirited 2-1 win over Australia in their fourth and penultimate match of the Tour at Kantage in Belgium. This win marks India's fourth consecutive triumph on the Tour following a clean sweep over Belgium in the opening three games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.